On January 11th, 2015, Lonnie Dupree topped out on Denali's 20,300-foot summit. It took Dupree four attempts over 5 years to succeed in making the first solo January ascent of Denali, an emotional moment captured in a selfie video from the summit.
I'm at the top of Denali.
Dupree says his Denali climbs planted the seed for taking on nearby Mount Hunter.
During all my attempts of Denali, I always looked at Hunter and wondered what it would be like to try to climb. And it's going to be quite a challenge because it's much more technical of a climb than Denali.
At 14,500 feet, Mount Hunter is significantly lower than Denali, but routes to Hunter's summit are steeper and more dangerous. The first winter ascent of Hunter was made by a three-person team in 1980, and the peak has a year-round success rate of less than 40%. Dupree says the steep ascent prevents pulling a sled, and you have to carry everything on your back.
I'm going to be leaving with 16 days worth of food and gear in my pack, which I hope won't exceed 55 pounds. And there's sections that are 40 to 60 degrees, maybe a little more, closer to 70.
Dupree says the high pitch angles will require climbing with two ice axes, carving out ledges to camp on, and rappelling on the descent. He acknowledges it's unlikely he'll summit Hunter on his first try, given the vagaries of weather and the high risk of traveling alone.
I'm going to be super conservative and careful up there.
Dupree says he plans to fly onto the Kahiltna Glacier the first week of January to begin the climb and will be providing satellite phone updates during the two-week Mount Hunter expedition. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.